we just come again and again to the conclusion that it's freedom that you have to give your partner. And it's not just freedom in doing things, it's freedom in thinking. It's freedom in how he loves me. It's freedom.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the You Versus You podcast, where I talk with members of the Council for Human Development about how we can expand our minds and recode reality. Today I'm here with Karen and Oliver. They both joined the program as a couple. Today we're gonna dive into their personal transformation. So Karen, can you first introduce yourself?
Yeah, hello. I'm Karen Welter. I live in Switzerland, Zurich. And I would describe myself as an artist and for sure a limitless being, no question, on my way to go there. I lived quite a long time in Paris, and then I lived in London, and I worked there in the fashion industry, first as a makeup artist and afterwards as a photographer. And now we are back in Zurich. And I met Oliver as a teenager, and we worked together since a long time, and we met again in Paris. So, and then we came back together to Switzerland. And in Switzerland, we started our career as a photographer couple, and we work mostly in commercial now.
Okay, sounds awesome. So Oliver, can you tell us a little bit about your side of the story?
Yeah, my side of the story, my name is Oliver Rost. And I would also describe myself as a limitless free spirit here on earth to experience and learn and grow my consciousness. And these are our dogs. If you can hear them, maybe they hear also something. And I'm working almost 20 years as a photographer. Did the apprenticeship and was for a really long time my biggest passion, like photography. We also do films and so in the last couple of months it changed a bit, like the dynamics, and this is part of our journey, but I really love to create with Karen. It's awesome to be together as a couple and work together and creating together, love together, live together. That's something really nice.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So, I'm curious. So first of all, also, how long are you together? And what were the main points that were just like reappearing in your relationship where you were kind of struggling with, or it was just hard to solve them?
we know each other since almost 20 years. And since we have met the first time, there was a strong connection. Even we haven't fallen in love from the first moment, but there was just like a strong connection. And then we worked together since 9 years now.
What we struggled, in the last 8 years, for sure, we went through a lot of different things and stages in our relationship. Mm-hmm.
Could you describe some of them?
Nine.
Describe. First madly in love, just living in Paris, and like the first 2 years we were creating, did almost no paid jobs because I still had a business in Switzerland and I could afford to just like create, and we were working in fashion, build our portfolio together. And we always described us as like dreamers. There's this song from Ozzy Osbourne, I'm just a dreamer. So we could really relate to this one. I think this was the first two, three years. Then
but not just that. We also wanted to achieve something in the fashion business, right?
Sure.
We had big goals we wanted to achieve, to work for Vogue and all this great, nice fashion magazines and what we also have then. But I think one of the biggest struggle was when we start to work together, like so close, and we have been together 24/7, that the masculine and the feminine energies to bring this in a very harmonious way together. And also like for Oliver, because he starts to share actually his part, because I came new in as a photographer, and he had also to give me a lot of his space, right? And and also I had a very different technique to photograph, because I wasn't a learned photographer, so I was completely differently handling a camera or a situation to get a picture than Oliver did, right? And in the beginning we had a lot of discussions about those things, right?
So like these small annoyances, basically. You have your way of doing it, he has his way of doing it, and you kind of have to find a way in between.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah. we really never fight it, kind of. We always had we always say that we have the same view of beauty. So that worked always very well along. And we knew this already beforehand, that this works well. It was more about our own space, our own, also a lot of ego stuff, no question. I mean, we had both to break down our egos a lot to work really in this harmonious constellation, because we also knew from other photographer couples that they fight a lot on the set, and it was always like very disharmonious. And our goal was really to work in one piece together. And this we achieved maybe after a year. We have been so in harmonious together, and we are still today. And it just, it just grew stronger. And
okay, so how did you manage to really find the harmony in these small annoyances and to also work with your ego?
I think it came kind of naturally, because we were madly in love with each other. And of course there were hard times in like business, because we had other ways we wanted to do things. But then on the other hand, we had so many points that we were on the same level, so it was not such a big issue from my side to go through this stage and learn. And as Karin already mentioned, we always had like really the same perspective of beauty and what we liked. So for example, if we do a shoot and we go through the pictures and select the pictures, we always select the same pictures. It's like literally sometimes I think, no, there must be a better picture. I saw one, I go through again, I select exactly the same ones as Karin. So this helped a lot, you know, that we didn't have like totally different ways of thinking. And also I think that because of love we could step away from our ego and also give the other one space and do it in another way. And for sure I was since long time a photographer, and I had my techniques, and I knew, okay, if I photograph people, this works, I take this lens, I have these distances, you know, I do these angles. And Karin destroyed everything, you know. And this was kind of, sometimes, oh my God, what she's doing, you know. The pictures all look horrible. But then on the other side, we also got like a new style, and we got another perspective, and we got a freshness into the pictures, which I never had before, because I was too professional in a way, and just did what I knew worked, you know, and not did the other things.
Yeah. So I'm wondering how did those types of annoyances also spill over in your personal relationship, because that was more the professional part, right? And how did that shape your interactions as a couple in the evening when you were, for example, having dinner?
So what I wanted to add also to the other question before was that for me it was very hard, because I wanted to prove myself, and also as a woman. And before 9 years, there haven't been so much women photographers who worked in the business. And I always thought I have to prove myself. For example, we have been a lot of meetings where they spoke just with Oliver. They just ignored me completely, right? And it was for sure always with men, right? And this annoyed me so extremely. It was really like, for example, when we do a shooting, right? When we had done like a nice fashion story, we never say, oh, this picture is from Oliver and this picture is from Karen. And it's always just our pictures, right? But for example, when then at a meeting and this guy was like, oh, this is a really nice picture. And for example, I have shot it and he looks at Oliver, you are such a good photographer, you know, and he doesn't consider even that it could be also from me, right? So this was, I had a lot to fight with this and it's all ego-based, right? And so I had to really get rid of this. I had to just let it go. And really, because I always had to put then our love in front. And at the end, even if still it was kind of scratching, right? I just started to kind of accept it or don't take it so serious anymore. And always put like the most important is our love and that we can work together. And then at the end, it really doesn't matter who has done the picture. It really doesn't matter if it's this man just want to talk to Oliver and completely ignores him because at the end, really, it doesn't matter, right? But this was a hard time for me, really, because, yeah.
Yeah, I can totally imagine. I mean, it's often that people, when they do something that others appreciate, you do want to have some type of credibility or appreciation, right, from that. So, I mean, how did you really manage to let that go? Because I can imagine that it's extremely annoying. And as well, if you notice that they're only talking to men, you feel really discriminated as a woman as well.
Exactly, yeah. So I really had to see the bigger picture. I had to step back and see the bigger picture. And I just had to accept the ignorance of those men. And on the other hand, oftentimes we had also meetings with women who couldn't look at Oliver, for example. So at the end, there was kind of a balance, right? But I really had kind of stepping back and just realized it's my ego and realized that it will break me, it will destroy me kind of or a part of me if I don't stop. If I don't stop and just let this pass by in me, because otherwise I felt like I was going kind of bitter, right? And I felt I have to let it go now. And really, and it wasn't going from one day to the other for sure, but I just worked on it and then it really went better and better. And then when we are now at the meeting and the man just want to talk to Oliver, I'm kind of easy. I lay back and, you know, I listen and that's what I don't have a problem anymore, right? To the other question as a couple, because it's so funny, you know, especially at the beginning, our life was work. So because it was not just our work, also our passion, right? And the creating together, we woke up, we talked about ideas, we going to bed, we talked about ideas, you know, and our love was just going hand in hand with this together. So there was no separation for like, now we are in the private life and now we are in the working mode, right? We started this separation when we started to work in commercial because it's a different kind of energy. Commercial, there are also nice jobs, but it's never so much passion and fantasy involved like in our editorial, the fashion industry we have worked before. And there were more, also a lot more organizing stuff and just technical stuff or communicating with the clients and all these things, right? So then we started to kind of, okay, when we are in the bedroom, it just ends. It's just Karin and Oliver as a love couple.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So how was that for you in general when you didn't have any separation between personal and private life? Did that affect your relationship in some sense that you had the feeling that you didn't have enough time to work on each of you, because you were just like all the time blurring together? Because usually when you come home, you talk with the person, right? And you ask them, hey, how was your day? Like, what did you experience today? And for you, you were just like 24 hours together working on the same thing.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking this question all the time because they knew we were hanging out always together. But it was absolutely fine. As Karin said, we were living in our kind of dream world and created. And for sure, we also had like a lot of annoyances, things that didn't work out and we planned. But in this time, I still had also some really good clients and we were traveling a lot together. This was also very cool. So we went a couple of times to China together for shoots. We have been on like Spanish islands, Lanzarote, Fuerteventura, and also other places in Europe, like in Italy for shootings. And so it was always like sometimes also back to Zurich, you know, and working here. It was a big variety of things going on all the time. And yeah, we didn't felt that our private life was not like, that we were short in private life. So we lived it really together. And this just happened when we came back, as Karin said, to Zurich. And then suddenly also we had the last maybe 3 years, we got more of separation again, which is also really, really good. But was also a challenge to go through this phase, you know, and changing relationship, changing work-life balance and how we work together, yeah, and function as a couple.
I can imagine. So I'm also really curious because since you started the program at the Council for Human Development, I'm wondering, because you have to build up your new belief system, right? So how did that affect your relationship and the way how you perceive reality?
The biggest impact, I would say, was not necessarily to create a new belief system, but to watch the language patterns. This was one thing. And when we have conversations, we remind each other now and then, now you put some limitations and watch out what you're saying. Check the patterns you're going along with. This had a really big impact in our relationship. Also that we're, from my side, I think we're much better in, especially me, in communicating, and also not always running away from like difficult discussions.
Confrontations,
because like when Karin confronted me with things, my first reaction was always run away. I always wanted to run away and not talk about difficult stuff, you know. So this is one point that really changed since we are on the program.
And I think also the belief system also, because we discovered all our limitations in our belief system, right? And this was one thing of the first things we changed because we realized and we saw how important it is to change that immediately.
So can you give us some of the examples of big limitations that you were facing?
I think for us, it was always like, especially in our work as a photographer in commercial, that we have to work very hard and very long hours all day long, and that there is not really time for something else in the life, right? It was just like we both had the same picture. I mean, we saw it both at our parents. And then we saw it also in our industry from other famous photographers who just worked 24 hours, right? So that was already, I mean, at the point when we joined the council, I was at the point where I didn't want to do this anymore because I had a burnout and just before. And I thought, for me, it's the end. We have to find another solution, right? I don't want to work just to work. It was just done for me. It was finished. And we had to find another solution. And I want to go also the way with Oliver together and not alone. So the council came just at the right moment. And we started to take this special belief apart. And then you discover there are a lot of other options, right? You just have to be creative and open up. And also now it really, our work dynamic changed. Our work is not at the first place anymore like before. It's maybe at the third or the fourth position. And also, like, I feel it, the moment we also could kind of let go more. The work is coming, you know? It's coming. We just have to trust. Also, sometimes when we have maybe beforehand, like, we see in the next month and we have no job there, but you just have to trust and you have to let it go and work with the quantum field, right? To manifest and just trust what a big job will come for this month who will bring us through the month, right? So that's my perspective. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oliver, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, it's really crazy. Just like trusting in the universe or quantum field or how you want to name it. I have an example. Like, we worked our asses off after Switzerland got out of the lockdown, kind of. And June, July, August, we worked a lot, also September, but now October was like really silent. And one morning I was in the shower and I started to worry again about like finances. And then I just said, no, I don't want to worry. I'm really trusting the universe that we don't need to suffer or like, there will be something coming. And like 1 hour later, really a client gave us a job and it was this kind of job you could wish for. Like in 2 days, you earn more than normally we did in like 5 days of work, you know? So this was really an awesome experience. And it helped me a lot also to like growing in confidence that the universe is always providing with the right things. And so before this was like not possible for me to believe in this way. So it was a limiting thoughts from my side. So it's really cool to experience that.
So you already mentioned that you're trusting more in general, your priorities changed, you're watching your language pattern. So are there some things that stand out that really changed for you both as a couple in your dynamic?
Even that we had already a huge understanding for each other, this grow even further and further. And also just the limitations that you have in a relationship or how you think something should be in a relationship or how your partner should work in your relationship, what he should do, what he doesn't should do. These things I just say goodbye to, really. And I mean, because for us, it's where we have such a deep bond together. And for us, we are a couple who live in harmony. So when we are not in harmony, then it's not fine for us. There are couples, they like to fight and they have a good energy then, but for us, not. For us, it's really going in harmony. And we already beforehand were always finding solutions that we are able to go in harmony together. And now with this new knowledge we are having, we can do this even more. And we just come again and again to the conclusion that it's freedom that you have to give your partner. And it's not just freedom in doing things, it's freedom in thinking. It's freedom in how he loves me. It's freedom how he works. It's freedom, you know, it's just like this big freedom. And I don't know. I just feel deeply that this is kind of the solution for a very long relationship. I mean, we want to be together when we grow. We want to grow all together. It's our goal. And I think it's freedom. And with the program together, it helped me so much to let more go and let more go of all these limits, because it's all limitations at the end, right? And mm-hmm. and fear, always this fear that you could lose him. And
yeah, the limitless understanding is one thing we look at in CHD in the program. And yeah, it helped me a lot to change always my perspective and look with Karen's eyes and try to see the situation from her perspective and not from my perspective. And it's a completely different picture if I look at myself also through her eyes, you know. And yeah, it gives another dynamic. Also things like if she does something that I don't like, before I always wanted to like tell her I don't like this and it's annoying me, but now I first look why it's bothering me. What is the problem in me? Is it really Karen's problem, what she's doing or how she's behaving, or is it me, how I react to it? And very often it's just me and my perspective, and if I change it, then the problem is gone, or it's like just half the size of it. And you can also talk in another way about it.
Okay, that's beautiful. If you want to find out more, make sure to check out councilforhumandevelopment.org, and please share the podcast with your friends on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter with the hashtag Council for Human Development.